إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves, and we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the worshipper of Allah and His final messenger. Amma ba'd fa inna khayr al hadithi kitabullah. Thereafter the best speech is the book of Allah. Wa khayr al huda huda an nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa inna sharr al umuri muhdathatuha. And the most evil affairs are those matters which are innovated and introduced into Islam. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. Every innovation is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance only leads to the fire. عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. From the great ayat, from the great signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the change which occurs around us. When the day and the night change, and the heat and the cold changes, and winter and summer changes, all of this change which is around us is a great sign of Allah subhanahu. And Allah has a great wisdom in everything which He does. Nothing occurs upon this earth, no change, no transformation occurs upon this earth, except it is due to a wisdom from Allah subhanahu. And this is why one of His beautiful names is Al-Hakim, the most wise. Meaning He is the most wise in everything which He decrees. And from the great signs of Allah is the winter and the summer, and how Allah changes between them. For a few months it is summer, and then Allah changes it for another few months of winter, and then changes it again and the other seasons. And one of the wisdoms behind this is to prevent boredom in our life. Had it not been for the changing of seasons and times and the weather around us, and everything was the same, it was always day, or it was always night, it was always light, or it was always dark, it is always warm, or it is always cold, then we would be affected by boredom. So Allah subhanahu, He brings these changes to also bring a change in our lives between the night and the day, and the summer and the winter. And also from the wisdoms behind the changing of the seasons is to allow us to fulfill our objective upon this earth. Allah subhanahu, He created us for ibadah. And the worship of Allah, it has to be constant throughout your lives. From the time a person reaches the age of puberty until a person dies, he continues worshipping Allah subhanahu. And Allah said, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. And continue worshipping your Lord until certainty comes to you, either certainty of death. So when the summer and the winter changes, and the heat and the cold changes, and the night and the day changes, it allows us to worship Allah in every situation, in every change. Because the worship of Allah, it isn't specific for a particular time or restricted to a particular season. So we shouldn't say that we worship Allah when the weather is nice, but when the weather becomes cold and winter comes in, we don't worship Allah. No. Rather, one of the wisdoms behind the coming of the summer and the winter and the night and the day is to allow us to fulfill al-ubudiyyah, our worship of Allah subhanahu, in every season, in every time, and in every weather, and in every change. And as the winter has come upon us, there is an abundance of rain. And this rain, it comes upon an earth and upon a land which is barren, dead, and there is nothing growing. And this leads to spring. And then when spring comes, because of this winter and because of this rain, the earth comes to life again. And also from the signs of Allah is how He brings the clouds together. These clouds which bring rahmah, and they bring the blessing of rain. And then how Allah drives these clouds using the wind to a particular area. And then rain, it descends from the skies. And Allah mentioned the wind and the rain and the clouds as a blessing of His. Said, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُرْسِلَ الرِّيَاحِ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ, that He is the one who sends the winds as a glad tiding of the mercy which is coming. حَتَّى إِذَا أَقَلَّتْ صَحَابًا ثِقَالًا, until clouds are formed. And these clouds are heavy because they contain water. سُقْنَاهُ لِبَلَدٍ مَيِّتٍ, and then we drive these clouds to a land which is dead and barren. فَأَنْزَلْنَا بِهِ الْمَاءِ, and then we send down from it rain, water. فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ مِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ, and then because of this, we cause for vegetation and fruits and growth to occur. And then Allah said, كَذَلِكَ نُخْرِجُ الْمَوْتَى, and this is how we will also bring out the dead. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ, so you may remember. So in the winter weather, when there is rain and wind and clouds, and you see that the land is barren and it is dead and nothing is growing, and then because of this rain, after a few months, it comes to life again, is a sign for us and a reminder for us that just as Allah causes life to the land which is dry and barren and dead, then He will also resurrect those who are dead, and He will give them life once again, and they will return to Allah subhanahu, and they will stand in front of Him, and they will be accountable for their actions and their statements. And also the thunder and the lightning and the storms, all of it is a sign from Allah subhanahu. The thunder which strikes fear into the people, and the lightning which strikes people and strikes certain things, it shows us the strength of Allah subhanahu. And Allah named a surah, surah of thunder, surah al-Ra'd. And the meaning of al-Ra'd is thunder. And Allah said in the Quran, هُوَ الَّذِي يُرِيكُمُ الْبَرْقِ, that He is the one who shows you the lightning. خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا, so you may fear Him and you may desire the reward which He has. وَيُنْشِئَ السِّحَابَ الثِّقَالِ, and He forms the clouds which are heavy, containing water and rain. And also in the summer is the severity of the cold. So, and also in the winter is the severity of the cold. Like in the summer is the severity of the heat. And this heat and this cold in its most severe state should remind a person about Jahannam. Because in Jahannam there is heat, and also in Jahannam there is severe cold. And many people, they are aware of the heat of Jahannam. However, they don't know about the severe cold of Jahannam as well. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned how the fire, Jahannam, how it complained to Allah, that it is so severe, it is eating, some of it is eating the other part. And then the Prophet said, فَجَعَلَ لَهَا نَفَسَيْنِ, and so Allah allowed Jahannam to have two breaths. نَفَسًا فِي الشِّتَاءِ A breath in the winter, وَنَفَسًا فِي الصَّيْفِ And a breath in the summer. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, فَالشِّدَّةُ مَا تَجِدُونَ مِنَ الْبَرْدِ وَالشِّدَّةُ مَا تَجِدُونَ مِنَ الْحَرِّ مِنْ سُمُومِهَا That the severity of the cold you face in the winter and the severe heat which you face in the summer, this is a breath from the two breaths of Jahannam. Ibadallah ikhwat al-Iman. When the winter days approach, as they are approaching, and the weather becomes severe, and the winds become strong, and the rain and the water becomes abundant, we have to stop and take a moment to contemplate certain matters. The first contemplation we should think about is that we have lived to see another winter. And we have lived a whole year. The last winter passed by and the next winter is here. And we should also remember that there are other people who were with us in the last winter and they are no longer with us in this winter. People who are living with us and now they are not anymore upon this earth. And so the days and the hours of a person are an evidence for him or against him. So if you utilize your hours and your days in pleasing Allah, they are an evidence for you on Yawm Al-Qiyamah. And if our days and hours are used in the disobedience of Allah, they will be a witness against us on Yawm Al-Qiyamah. And subhanAllah, how many people amongst us, our own selves, and we are busy and occupied with chasing after the dunya. And if we took a moment to stop and think, from winter to winter, from year to year, you realize how neglectful we are about what matters for the hereafter when we meet Allah subhanahu. So the changing of the summer and the winter and the disappearing of the winter and the coming of the next winter is a moment for us to reflect about how quickly the year has gone by and how less our actions are and how many people were with us last year and they are not with us this year. And that we may be here and present this year, but we don't know whether when the next winter comes we will be alive. And the second point of contemplation is that when winter comes, a believer, a Muslim, should always maintain his aqeedah and maintain his tawheed. And whenever rain comes, a person should always think that this is from the blessings of Allah subhanahu. And that a person shouldn't complain. At the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it rained. And a group of people, they said, مُطِرْنَا بِنَوْءِ كَذَا That rain has come upon us because of a particular star. Or a particular constellation. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he rebuked them. And he said, بَلْ قُولُوا Rather you should say, مُطِرْنَا بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ That rain has come to us because of the kindness of Allah and the mercy of Allah. Not because of such and such star or a particular constellation. And also, always thanking Allah, regardless of the weather. We shouldn't be complaining about the rain or the wind or the cold. Why? Because Allah created them. And Allah brings them and Allah sends them. And everything He does is due to a wisdom. And for this reason, it isn't permitted for a Muslim, a person of Tawheed, to insult the rain or curse the wind. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he explicitly warned us against this. He said in the hadith of Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu an, La tasubbu rih, do not insult the wind. And then in another hadith he said, La tal'anu rih, fa innaha ma'mura. Do not curse the wind, because this wind has been commanded by Allah. It has been sent by Allah. And the third point of contemplation is that we are feeling the days of cold and the wind and how the temperature drops. However, by the kindness and the grace of Allah, it doesn't affect us. And this is because Allah has blessed us with His kindness, and we have heaters,
and warm water, and clothes which keep us warm, and houses which are safe and sound and efficient. And Allah subhanahu, He made for us clothes which protect us in the summer. And He made for us clothes which protect us in the winter. And when harm comes to us. And Allah mentions this blessing in the Quran. He said subhanahu, وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ سَرَابِيلَ. Allah makes for you clothing, i.e. Allah gives you clothing. تَقِيقُمُ الْحَرْ. And this clothing protects you in the summer, the heat, from the heat. وَالسَّرَابِيلَ تَقِيقُمْ بَأْسَكُمْ. And also clothing which protects you from harm. كَذَلِكَ يُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. And this is how Allah completes His blessing upon you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُسْلِمُونَ. So you may submit to Allah subhanahu. And when these winter days come, we should think about these blessings. The blessing of a blanket, and waking up to warm water, and the clothing which we wear. And have we ever thought about this blessing? Have we ever thanked Allah subhanahu? And also, have we thought about our brothers and sisters from amongst the poor Muslims, who when they sleep upon the earth. And the only blanket which is upon them is the roof. And the clothes which they have are tatters. And so these days should push us to think about them. And give in sadaqah, give in charity. And this is the believer. لا يؤمن أحدكم. None of you truly believes. حتى يحب لأخيه. Until he loves for his brother. ما يحب لنفسه. That which he loves for his own self. So just as you love for your own self and your children, warmth and security and fresh water and clothing, then also for your Muslim brothers and sisters who are in this dire state. And also from the points of contemplation when winter comes, is to know about the rulings of fiqh which are specific to the winter. And how Islam makes things easy for a person when difficulty comes. Like Allah said, مَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيَجْعَلَ عَلَيْكُم مِّنْ حَرَجٍ. Allah doesn't want to place difficulty upon you. These ibadat, these acts of worship, they are not there to make things difficult for you. Rather, they are there to benefit you. And whenever difficulty comes, Allah brings ease. So from the rulings of fiqh, which are specific to winter, because of the difficulty in winter, is, for example, wiping over footwear. That a person throughout the winter or the summer, but especially in the winter when things are difficult, if he has made wudu and he washed his feet during wudu and then he placed on footwear, whether it is socks, leather socks, fabric socks, shoes, it is allowed for a person to simply wipe over the foot when making wudu again. And this is called al-mash al-khuffain, wiping over the footwear, wiping over the socks. A person doesn't need to remove his footwear again to wash his feet. As long as he washed it the first time in a complete wudu, and then he needs to renew the wudu and he's outside somewhere, he's working, the water is cold, the person's traveling at a service station, he makes wudu and he simply wipes over his footwear. And this is with certain conditions. So the first condition is that the initial wudu was made by washing the feet. When you place on the footwear, you place on the footwear and you were in a state of wudu having washed your feet. Secondly, your footwear has to cover the majority of your foot. Even if there's holes in a person's socks, it doesn't prevent al-masih. But if a person is wearing slippers, and slippers don't cover the majority of the foot, then there is no masih. Then a person has to wash his feet. Also, it is permitted for a person to wipe over footwear above another piece of footwear. So if a person made wudu and washed his feet, and then placed on socks, then on top of the socks, placed on shoes, and then a person is at work, for example, it's allowed for a person to wipe over the shoes. And a person doesn't have to remove the shoes to wipe over the socks. And also from the conditions of this is that this is only from minor impurity, al-hadath al-asghar. As for major impurity, i.e. janaba, then a person has to make ghusl. And wudu or masḥ, it is not sufficient. And also, that a person has 24 hours to continue making masḥ. For 24 hours, regardless of how many times a person renews the wudu or breaks the wudu, he or she can continue wiping over the footwear. And if a person is on a journey, then for 3 days and three nights. So for the resident person, can make masḥ for 24 hours, a day and a night. And for a traveling person, for 3 days and three nights. And also from the guidelines is, that if a person removes the footwear, this doesn't break a person's wudu. But it invalidates the period of making masḥ. So now if a person wants to make masḥ al-khufayn again, now he has to make wudu and wash his feet and place on his socks or his footwear again. But simply removing the footwear doesn't break a person's wudu. And how does a person wipe over the footwear? After making a complete wudu, the hands are wet and the right hand wipes over the top of the right foot and the left hand wipes over the top of the left foot and not the bottom, only the top. Starting from the toes to the top of the ankles. And also, the second ruling of fiqh which we should pay attention to, that it is also permitted for a person wearing a turban and also a woman wearing a hijab or a khimar, that they can also wipe over the turban or the hijab or the khimar. And the same rulings apply, the same conditions apply. 24 hours for somebody who is resident and 3 days and three nights for somebody who is traveling. And especially for women. Women who may be in front of non-mahram people, or they are outside and it's difficult for them to remove the hijab, or difficult for a man to remove the turban and it's cold, or the person is traveling or in front of other people, they can make al-masḥ, they can wipe over it. So when it comes to the time to wipe over the head, instead of removing that which they wear over the head, they can simply wipe over it. And many women, they are not aware of this ruling. And so if they are outside somewhere or they are traveling, they put themselves into difficulty. And this is something which Allah has made easy for the people. But with the same conditions as we mentioned. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ba'atha sariyatan fa'amarahum an yamsahu ala al-amaim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sent a unit of the soldiers to go fight and he ordered them to wipe over their turbans because it's difficult for them. And also the women when it comes to the hijab. And also from the rulings of fiqh when it comes to the winter and generally speaking are the bandages. That if a person is wearing a bandage and removing the bandage causes difficulty or harm or delays the cure, then that person can simply wipe over the bandage. And there is no time limit. Whether it's a day or a week or a whole year, a person continues wiping over the bandage. And also from the rulings of fiqh, when it comes to the winter, especially in the winter, is that many people, when they make wudu, they become lax in making proper wudu. So because it's cold, and because they're wearing a number of layers, when they need to roll up their sleeves to wash their elbows, they don't roll them up properly. And therefore some of the elbow it is not washed. And therefore the wudu is not complete. And the salah is not complete. So when we are making wudu, especially in the winter, we're wearing layers, we have to make sure we wash each limb properly. And the elbow is washed properly and fully. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day, he saw a companion and he hadn't washed his heel properly. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he rebuked him. And also, from the rulings of fiqh which pertain to the weather in the winter when there is rain and snow, that Islam allows us to combine between dhuhr and asr or maghrib and isha if it is raining. If there is rain in which clothing will become wet and there is some difficulty for the Muslims, then it is permitted for a person to combine between the prayers. And this is from the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma in Sahih Muslim. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would combine the prayers for this. However, there are certain guidelines. So the first guideline is that it has to be in the masjid. A person isn't allowed to combine between these prayers if it is raining and he's at home, or he's praying at school, or the musalla in the workplace. Rather, it has to be in the masjid. Secondly, it has to be with the imam. Not that every person begins to combine his own prayers. Thirdly, when the two prayers are combined, then it is only a single adhan and two iqamas. And fourthly, the rain by which we can combine the prayers is the rain which wets the clothing and also causes some difficulty for the Muslims. But we shouldn't restrict this. And we shouldn't say, well, it's always raining in England. Allah has given us something which He has made our religion easy for us. We should accept it from Him. So if it is rain and it is wetting the clothes and it is causing some difficulty for the Muslims, then the Imam combines between Dhuhr and Asr and Maghrib and Isha. And we should fulfill this Sunnah. And also from the rulings of fiqh which pertain to winter is that if the water is too cold and if a person makes wudu with this water, he is going to be harmed. Or if the water is frozen and by the time a person warms up the water, the prayer will have gone, then in this situation tayammum is permitted. Tayammum is permitted if the coldness of the water will harm a person. And also from the rulings of fiqh which are pertinent during winter is that the days are short and the nights are long, and therefore this is a good time to make up your missed fasts. Any fasts which a person missed, the woman who was pregnant and weak, the woman who was weak due to bleeding or labor or due to breastfeeding, the man who was ill, the man who was traveling and missed a number of fasts in the summer and the days were long, now the days are short. And it's easy for a person to make qadha. So utilize this time in making qadha of your fasting. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور وجعل الليل والنهار وجعل البرد والحر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله قدوة الأنام والهادي إلى طريق الرحمن صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, أيها العباد, our salaf, those who came before us from the imams of righteousness and guidance, they thinking and their outlook in life was not restricted to the dunya. Rather, they would also think about the akhirah. And therefore, the changing of the season and the changing of the weather was a time for them to reflect over the akhirah and increase in their worship. Many people today, all we have is complaining. If it is summer, the weather is too warm. If it is winter, the weather is too cold. If it's dry, there's not enough water. If it's wet, then it is raining too much. But the Salaf, they were not like this. Rather, when winter would come, they would rejoice, because this is now an opportunity for them to worship Allah subhanahu and fulfill ubudiyyah. Why? Because the days are short and the nights are long. And therefore, now they can do extra fasting in the day because it's easy. And they can pray qiyamul layl at night because the night is long. And they can give sadaqah to the poor because the poor are suffering. And there are many statements of the Salaf which show this. Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, "Ash-shita ghanimatul abidin," that the winter is a treasure for those who want to worship Allah. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, when winter came, he would say, "Marhaba bish-shita," welcome, O winter. "Tatanazzal fihi al-barakah," the blessings of Allah, i.e. rain, it comes down. وَيَطُولُ فِيهِ اللَّيْلُ لِلْقِيَامِ, and the night becomes long to pray qiyam. وَيَقْصِرْ فِيهِ النَّهَارِ لِلْصَوْمِ, and the day becomes short for fasting. And also Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimullah, he said, نِعْمَ زَمَانُ الشِّتَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِ, that how good the winter season is for a believer. Because when winter came, the believers, the Salaf, they would increase in their worship, making dua to Allah, and fasting in the day, praying qiyam at night, giving charity to the poor, showing shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being patient upon the cold. And this is how we should be. So our focus in life, it shouldn't be to the extent of the dunya. Rather, it should ascend to the akhirah. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma izzal islam wal muslimin. Allahumma dhilla shirka wal mushrikeen. Allahumma dammir a'da'aka a'da' ad-din. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-huda wal-tuqa wal-afafa wal-ghina. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Allahumma inna Allahumma aslih dhata baynina وألف بين قلوبنا واهدنا سبل السلام. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وللمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. وأقيم الصلاة.